Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 5th. I think we're all in place now. Here's what we're working on this morning. City of Hamilton confirms it is dealing with a ransomware attack. We have an update.
Burlington's Jefferson Salamanders is set for its annual migration. Simone Gavros is trying to get some interviews from these salamanders.
And the Leafs fall to the Boston Bruins. Okay, we good to go?
I think so.
We're good to go.
Yeah.
Bridie, you're in place. Almost tripped over wires and cables in here this morning.
I was over the other side of the studio, and I'm walking. I go, oh, what was that? I think I hit a wire.
Doing the old Dick Van Dyke.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Up and standing, and we're ready to go.
Oh,
all right.
Man, you say March 5th, but man, did it not feel like that yesterday?
So then I tuned into the 6 with Steve, and I was just like, yeah, it was a warm day. I didn't think it was that warm.
It was that warm. We actually
see,
had.
I didn't find it that warm because I went out for a walk in the afternoon, and I didn't find it. Like, it still had, like, a little bit of a cold bite to the air.
It just all depends on where you were walking.
Yeah.
Because there was actually a humidex yesterday of 22 degrees. A humidex. Yeah. In the beginning of March, okay. We got to 20.6 yesterday. We broke the record by a full 5 degrees yesterday with that sunshine. You could just stand, and you could just feel the warmth of that sun yesterday. The winds, they weren't too bad throughout the day. They picked up a little later in the afternoon. But yeah, we call that a warm day for this time of year. And we're going to have another one today. We're going to hit 18 degrees today. That's the forecast high. However, today, not as much sunshine. We'll start off with some sun, then we'll have a chance of a shower as the day progresses. It's about a 40% chance of showers, and then again, drizzle overnight tonight. And we'll talk about that coming up. By the way, we're 9 degrees right now, plus 9 degrees to start the morning here, and skies are partly cloudy. All right, let's look at traffic. 403 Waterdown Road, nothing happening. At least we can see this morning. We don't have the fog that we had yesterday morning, so that looks good. We'll show you some MTO traffic cameras, just a few. Martindale and St. Catharines looks good. No problems east of Brant, flipping ahead to east of rural Windsor. Not a lot happening so far. Take it carefully, please. We'll look at weather and traffic coming up. Right now, the news.
Okay, important traffic note here. It is time for the annual Jefferson Salamander migration in Burlington. That means a stretch of King Road is going to be closed for about a month. Simone Gavros is there with more.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, I'm here at Mountain Brow Road, which is one end of the stretch of road that's going to be blocked off to allow the salamanders to cross the road safely to allow them to start breeding during this time. This is an annual event that happens every year, and it's been happening here for over a decade. But it's happening here a little bit earlier this year because of the warm weather that we're experiencing.
Pretty frost tolerant, so it's not too big of a deal if we get a dip in temperatures, but I mean, it is a little strange that it's happening sooner, and I think we'll just have to see. It's kind of all dependent on how everything else happens, and so, as you know, like, salamanders are moving, birds start breeding at these times, and so if things are happening early and earlier, some of those cycles might start to, you know, get a little bit wonky, and so, yeah, we'll definitely have to see as time progresses.
Now, Gabby Zargowski with Conservation Hilton says that the salamanders start moving when temperatures hit about 5 degrees at night, and they prefer to move when it's raining. Now, the little grayish-brown amphibians make the trek toward their breeding habitat after spending most of their time underground. This type of salamander was added to Ontario's endangered species list back in 2011 and is protected at both a provincial and national level. Now, it's unclear exactly how many salamanders breed here, but Zargowski says that they are doing a study right now to figure out the population. Now, this stretch of road is going to be closed starting today, sometime this morning, and that's going to be closed until April 2nd, until this migration period is finished. But for now, Tim, I'll send things over to you.
All right, thanks, Simone. Well, Hamilton City Council, they held a closed-door emergency meeting yesterday to deal with the cyber attack, which has been going on for over a week now. According to an update from the city, we now know that this is a ransomware attack. The city says it does not believe any personal information has been accessed by the hackers, and there's no indication of how long it's going to take to resolve this issue. The mayor described the cyber attack as a major danger after the meeting. City councilors referred questions to the city manager and refused to talk about the cyber attack.
The city has had a ransomware attack, and right now we have to make sure that we're careful with sensitive information, but we will share information as soon as we are able.
City says most services are running, but some things are being done manually. And the cyber attack has affected online payment systems. City's director of human resources said they're doing their best to ensure employees get their pay, and they'll be told if there's any breach of information.
A deliberately set fire and vandalism have caused a lot of damage to a school in Milton. Two portables at Bruce Trail Public School near Thompson and Derry Roads were set on fire early Sunday morning. There was also hateful graffiti tagged on the walls. Damage is significant, and the Halton District School Board has told Halton Police that one of the portables is going to have to be replaced.
Well, as Brian was mentioning, Hamilton set a new record for temperature yesterday, beating the old one by more than 5 degrees, and many were out enjoying the sunshine. Yeah, it was 20 degrees by 2 o'clock, 21 by 4, leaping past the old record of 15.6, set back in 1974. Environment Canada says seasonal temperatures from the start of March are usually around 3 degrees. Hamilton isn't the only city that felt the warmth. Environment Canada says records were broken by a couple of degrees across southern Ontario from the west to the northeast, thanks to a massive, warm mass of air coming from the U.S.
A new treatment for liver cancer is available at Hamilton's Juravinsky Hospital and Cancer Center. Radioembolization is a minimally invasive procedure. Under it, patients can return home the next day with few, if any, side effects. Here's how it works.
The way we do it is we can make a small nick in the groin, get into the artery, and put a catheter into the artery supplying the liver and specifically supplying the tumor. And then we inject a few radioactive particles which actually sit inside the tumor and radiate the tumor from inside out, hence killing the tumor. And also the because of the precise way in which we deliver it, it usually kills only the tumor and preserves the rest of the liver.
Now, the Juravinsky Cancer Center expects to treat 2 or 3 patients a month this way. They say once the procedure becomes a little bit more established, patients will return home from treatment the same day. A Hamilton man with colorectal cancer is trying to have the provincial screening age lowered from 50 to 30. 45-year-old Bishop Briganti was diagnosed with colorectal cancer last year after having to push his doctor for a colonoscopy. He started a petition in January to lower the age criteria for screening. It's now made its way to Queen's Park with nearly 30,000 signatures. A spokesperson for Colorectal Cancer Resource and Action Network says the current screening is based on 2016 guidelines, and they don't meet the current recommendations. That's because rates of colorectal cancer are rising at an alarming rate for those under 50.
I waited till I was 50. Unfortunately, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Not only are these young Canadians ineligible for screening, but their symptoms are often dismissed by healthcare professionals based solely upon their age.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in Canada and the third most diagnosed cancer in men and women.
In the sports line we go. Big night in the ice in Toronto for the Maple Leafs, coming off a huge win over the Rangers on Saturday, hoping to win their 10th game in 11 tries. But the big bad Bruins arrived to town to end that.
Bruins get it back to Brock. Pasternak in front, scores. Pavel Zacha, power play goal. 2-0 Boston.
Yeah, despite the Bruins coming in with some struggles, dropping 4 of 5 games, they always seem to get up when they're playing the blue and white, which was the case last night. Pavel Zacha would score twice. Boston would go up 3-0 against the Leafs goalie Joseph Woll, who made 23 saves. John Tavares was finally able to solve Jeremy Swayman, who made 32 saves on the night, and the 4-1 Bruins win. So they move to 3-0 against the Leafs this season. They're going to host the Buds Thursday in Beantown. Leafs have a busy week with Buffalo in town tomorrow.
Basically, but again, didn't really shoot it in the fourth quarter. 2 days ago, Gilgeous Alexander.
Yeah, and La La Land, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and his OKC Thunder right back at it after beating the Suns on Sunday. SGA hoping for a ninth straight game, scoring over 30 points. But the surging Lakers and LeBron James put a stop to that. SGA and his Thunder just didn't have it last night. He only scored 20 points in 30 minutes of play. Meanwhile, LeBron dropped 19 points, 11 rebounds. D'Angelo Russell led all scorers with 26. LA takes down OKC, 116-104. Raptors back on the court tonight with the New Orleans in town. They will face off against the Pelicans without their star Scottie Barnes, who underwent surgery on that broken left hand yesterday. That means the chances Scottie returning at all this season extremely low, as there's no sense in rushing him back with the Raps struggling near the bottom of the standings. He broke his hand Friday night against Golden State. And there was a little bit of good news from Raptor land, though, as hometown kid Kelly Olynyk will be sticking around for a couple more seasons. The Raps extended the soon-to-be free agent to a two-year, $26 million deal. Toronto native came home at the recent trade deadline from Utah, hence we don't have video of him in Raptors uniform. I'll work on that. Olynyk is also captain of our men's basketball team and will lead them into the Paris Olympics this summer.
94 driven in, a pretty good season by regular standards.
And he lifts this one to deep center, and there is absolutely no doubt about it.
Yeah, first home run for Vladdy Guerrero Jr. for the Blue Jays yesterday in Dunedin. As they got back in the win column against the Phillies, Vladdy even had an RBI single, while Bo Bichette drove in two in the 5-2 win. Their third win of the spring comes with news that Alec Manoah and ace Kevin Gausman dealing with some shoulder soreness. MRIs have come back negative, but not the best news for the pitching staff. Jays play Pittsburgh today. And it has stopped raining for the bringer of rain, Josh Donaldson. The former Blue Jay announced his retirement after 13 seasons in Major League Baseball. The American League MVP in 2015, as a member of the Jays, added three All-Star selections and two Silver Slugger Awards. He led the Jays to the ALCS in 2015 and 16 with many memorable moments. He's traded to Cleveland during the 2018 season, made four more stops, including with the Yankees and Milwaukee last year.
All right, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, away we go into this Tuesday morning, 5th of March. We're looking at traffic, first of all, 403 and Waterdown Road, still really light, nothing going on in the Hamilton area at all. No problems in town Hamilton either. To our MTO traffic cameras, we'll just kind of give you an overview of some cameras, just random choice here. QEW at Glendale, nothing to see. We'll flip ahead to Nikola Tesla Boulevard, Toronto-bound lanes to the Skyway away from us. Here's east of Brant. We'll dip into Oakville or east of Royal Windsor and then flip ahead to Etobicoke Creek. That's how it looks this morning. And at least we don't have the fog that we had yesterday morning, so we can see our cameras. And we can see the temperature, and you can feel that as you step outside this morning. 9 degrees is our temperature at the moment. That's so far above a seasonal daytime high for this time of year. So starting a morning in March, not bad. South-southeast at 13 at the winds. It is a mainly clear sky so far today. However, we are going to see increasing clouds, showers, but another warm day. I mean, 18 degrees for the day today. That could, the old record is now 17.8 for today. So we'll be close. We'll wait and see what happens. But yeah, there's a chance of some showers a little later on. And it's all because of that low pressure system that's going to cross us later on today. And then the frontal boundary goes through, shifts around the winds, and pulls in some cooler temperatures. Now, don't be fooled. It's still going to stay above seasonal. It's just going to be cooler than what we've had for the past, well, few days. So today, once again, 17, 18, 19 degrees, a bit of sun to start, and then we'll get that chance of showers a little later on. A little cooler for Peel into Toronto today at 16. But tonight, we stay on the mild side, 5 degrees, 6 degrees for Simcoe Cayuga, 3 and 6 for Peel into Toronto. There's a chance of some showers in the evening, but then some drizzle throughout the overnight. And then tomorrow, temperatures cooler, but still above seasonal. 6, 7, and 8 degrees for the day tomorrow. There'll be some drizzle in the morning and then just a fairly cloudy day as we go on. So out the door on this fifth morning of March, the temperature right now is mild. 9 degrees to start. The sky's mainly clear. We'll look long range in a few minutes.
Okay, coming up after the break, The Body Shop Canada getting set to pull the plug on more than 30 stores. Business news is next. 6:16 on your Tuesday morning in overseas trading. Canadian dollar is down 6 basis points to 73.61 cents U.S. Gold is up $6.40. Crude is pretty much unchanged at $78.74 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe, markets down today in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
Off to Asia we go. Markets are down in Tokyo and Hong Kong, up slightly in Shanghai. What about North America markets, who kicked off the trading week with a lot of red? Nothing too substantial, but losses across the board on Bay Street and Wall Street. Let's see if they can rebound a bit on this Tuesday, March the 5th.
Speaking of losses, The Body Shop Canada is seeking creditor protection and closing a third of its stores. Court documents show the move comes after parent company Body Shop International stripped the Canadian business of cash and pushed it into debt. The Canadian general manager says the company's situation deteriorated sharply in December after the parent company was bought by a private equity firm, Aurelius. When the Body Shop International sought a form of creditor protection last month in the United Kingdom, court documents say the Canadian firm was $3.3 million in debt and could not turn to the parent company for help.
The federal court has scrapped Ottawa's green light for a CN rail hub in the Greater Toronto Area, citing possible health impacts. So the ruling, it says the federal government failed to address with whether Canadian National Railway's plant facility in Milton will have a harmful effect on human health, particularly through its impact on air quality. The decision sets aside a 2021 approval and sends the $250 million project back to Ottawa for reconsideration. CN says it is still reviewing this decision.
British Columbia's top court has approved a $14.4 million class action lawsuit settlement against Apple. It's over software updates that allegedly slowed down older devices like the iPhone 6 and 7 models. A lawyer for the class action says members who make claims can expect to receive between $17.50 to $150 apiece. It all depends how many people submit a claim for the settlement money. The settlement covers eligible residents of Canada, except those in Quebec. Apple agreed to the settlement without admitting any wrongdoing.
Remember when Elon Musk took over Twitter and immediately fired its key executives last year? Well, they're now suing him. The group includes the company's former CEO, CFO, and chief legal officer. They say Musk owes them more than $128 million in severance. That money was never paid because Musk claimed they were fired for gross negligence and willful misconduct, but they say he has no proof of any of that. The lawsuit alleges Musk is trying to bilk them out of that money as a form of revenge. That's because the group claims he was forced to go through with the $44 billion acquisition after spending months trying to get out of it.
Boeing is facing another round of headaches. Three passengers are now suing Alaska Airlines and Boeing for $1 billion. They were on that 737 MAX 9 in January when a door plug flew off mid-flight. A U.S. Federal Aviation Administration audit from that incident alleges multiple noncompliance issues. Boeing has 90 days to produce a quality improvement plan based on that audit and an earlier expert panel review. Boeing CEO says these two reports provide, quote, a clear picture of what needs to be done. He says Boeing will demonstrate profound change.
Okay. You know what my favorite thing about yesterday was and the warm temperatures? I rolled down my window.
Oh, just a little bit?
No, the whole way.
Oh, the whole way?
I stuck my arm out the window. It was so warm.
You like a dog?
Oh, the spring air. Well, maybe you can do that again today. Brian's going to have that information and his 7-day forecast coming up after this.
Coming up on 624 on this Tuesday morning, looking at our MTO traffic cameras, QEW Martindale, nothing to see here, and at least we can see this morning as opposed to what we had yesterday morning. North of 2, so you're coming off the Skyway Bridge, heading toward Fairview in the distance. Looks good right there. East of 4th, no problems. We'll flip ahead to Lorne Park. looks good right there. And the 403 at Dundas, not a lot to see right there either. Oh, keep in mind, across the Welland Canal, the Welland Canal Bridge at Glendale Avenue, bridge number 5, closed yesterday and will be closed until March the 13th for some maintenance there. All right, let's get you into some temperatures at the moment. 9 degrees for Hamilton. What a way to start the day into the beginning of March here. 8 degrees Grimsby, 7 Mississauga, 6 into Toronto. So seasonal temperatures for this time of year are 2 for the daytime high. And think for a second, we got to just about 21. 20.6, rounded up to 21 yesterday, so that's how warm it was. Minus 6 for the overnight low. Those are our records. And our sun time, sun comes up at 6:48 this morning, and yeah, there's that chance of a shower. So for school today, we should be 13 degrees by the first bell this morning. Bit of sunshine still, and then it'll have clouds, chance of showers. The temperature will go to 18 degrees, and then it'll start to dip later on this afternoon. So what are we going to do today? As producer Don said, we're going to take a walk on the mild side. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. 18 degrees. So we'll call that a warm temperature for the day today. There's that chance of showers. Down to 5 degrees overnight tonight with some drizzle. Tomorrow, again, chance of drizzle, but a lot cooler. But those temperatures are still above seasonal. 6 for tomorrow, 7 and sun on Thursday. Pretty nice day. Friday, cloudy and 8. And then, of course, our time change weekend coming up. We get rain on Saturday, showers on Sunday. It's your forecast. I'm at Tim.
Me, you. You, me.
You go ahead.
Me. I'll go. The biggest pollution monitor ever created is now orbiting the planet.
So SpaceX sent up this huge methane monitoring machine. It says MethaneSat is the most advanced methane tracking satellite and will provide free and timely data to businesses, governments, and to the public. So it's going to circle the Earth every 95 minutes and spot pollution in cutting-edge detail. So there are already satellites in orbit that detect methane, but their findings are typically kept private. The results from this new satellite are going to be available for anyone to see on Google Earth in about 18 months. Cows beware.
Mm. It's going to be watching. Yeah. So yeah. Whatever you're doing, you keep that water running.
No, it's the methane.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why I said cows be watching.
Oh.
Yeah. And you be watching too.
Mm. Depending on the day.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to be right back with more after the break. Thank you, Brian.
A little delayed.